Jared Gomes here with you, and we have a fantastic event coming up this weekend, so I thought I'd bring someone in to chat about it.
Chantal Monfait, president of the Carnaval de Saint-Isidore.
Awesome. And tell me about the upcoming event for those who might not know.
Well, it's a fun-filled weekend, February long weekend, so the 14th to the 16th. So it's an event that we've put on for, this is the 42nd edition of the Carnaval. So you come out and you enjoy a Francophone weekend filled with culture, which involves dancing, eating, toffee on the snow, sleigh rides, games, live music inside the hall and in the gazebo. So it's a fun-filled weekend for all ages that want to come out and enjoy the atmosphere.
And I know I've talked to some people, they love going every year. Some people, it might be their first time. Is there anything in particular you think they should check out this year? Maybe that's different from last year?
Well, it's pretty much the format kind of stays the same, but it's all relative to the theme of the year. So I think if you've never come out, I think it's good to, well, both days are good. So Friday night, we do have the opening ceremonies, and of course it's dark, so there'll be lights and stuff. Fireworks right before midnight, and then the sleigh rides, in the little trail at night is also awesome. If you have family and kids, of course, Saturday is fun field day for them with games and everything. And then we finish Saturday night with, this year, we have a family dance that's happening. All kids are welcome to try it out. We'll be folk dancing and square dancing, and yeah, it'll be a fun night.
I do love that very family focus, especially for a family day long weekend, getting everyone down there. And I know there is a lot of events like face painting. Anything else that kind of stands out?
Well, there's a scavenger hunt for the kids. Like you said, face painting. There's a slide, a maze, and many more games. We have our dukes and duchesses that are competing as well. And so there's snow sculpting, log sawing, cribbage. So you can be standing anywhere and enjoying different things at all times.
You did mention there is going to be some competitions. Is that for everyone, or are there going to be professionals competing there?
The sculptors, there's professionals coming out starting next week sculpting, but there will be blocks for snow sculptures if people want to come out and try to sculpt. But there is already people assigned to the competitive blocks, I guess, at this point.
Awesome. And of course, the food is a big part of the culture, as well as like the iconic snow taffy. Anything in particular that people should make sure they try?
Yeah. So the French Canadian food is very good. So the tourtière is a very common one, and the sugar pie, which you must have to try, and our poutine, which is renowned as a French-Canadian meal with the French cheese and that goes over top of it. Also, on Friday night when you come in, you get a little shot of caribou. So that's part of the French-Canadian, culture.
There is going to be live entertainment. Oh, what are the bands that are going to be performing?
The main band is called Réveillon, which they come from down east. So they do square dancing and violin, and so it'll be really a lot of fun. So they play Friday night, also on Saturday during the day, and they do the dance Friday night. So they kind of have different versions of their performances, which they will perform throughout the weekend. And then we all always have our local people that come out, like Roger Dallaire will be here, Daniel Gervais, our dance group, Plein Soleil, and we have a young group, Jiggers from Edmonton, Zephyr Junior will be here. So yeah, and then on Saturday, there'll be a kitchen party, I guess, in the gazebo, and which will also include Joël Lavoie and a few local artists. So it'll be just a fun-filled time to come and enjoy and hang out and hopefully the weather holds and we have a great weekend.
Awesome. And of course, is this just drop-in? People can just drive on down. And of course, where are they going to check out this awesome event?
So we're right in San Isidore, right at the main hall there. Can't miss it. Our community is quite small. And you just can come in at any time. And there's a weekend pass that you can buy, or you can just come for the day on Saturday and enjoy the day. And also, if anybody's interested to coming out to the Saturday night, there are tickets set for sale, and it would be nice to have them sold in advance. So everybody's welcome to phone either myself or Corey Nelson at the hall. My phone number is 780-625-7070. And Corey Nelson is 780-624-8481. And our website is www.carnavaldesaintisidore.ca.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything you want to let the people know about?
I recommend everybody to come out at least once and enjoy the weekend. I think, like you said before, some people come back over and over, and I think that's the reason we do it, because it is an exciting weekend for all of us. It's been an exciting few months, I guess, we meet all year, so it's always nice to have people come out and enjoy what we've kind of put together. And to come and enjoy, and also we finish the weekend off with the Mass on the Sunday morning at 11:30 at our church here, and there's a brunch that follows the Mass right after at the hall. So that kind of closes up the Carnaval weekend.